The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look and feel beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
I mean, I feel like we've entered into the jewelry season. Are we in our jewelry years?
I mean, you know I'm a big self-purchaser and gifter of jewelry to myself. So the answer is yes.
You guys, we have the ultimate gift whisper, Anita Coe. I know I said it. It's been a long time trying to get this bitch on. She is one of the most internationally renowned and sought-after jewelry designers in the world. She is based here in LA. Over the years, she has attracted the Obamas, Queen Rania, Jennifer Gardner, Charlize, Scarlett, Rosie, everyone, anyone.
You
are my queen. My queen. Whenever I get a gift from Stuber and Amisha, it likely comes from Anita Coe. We're obsessed with you. And wow, you are Anita Coe for a reason. And we're looking at her right now. Okay. You guys, she's wearing pink, baby pink Chanel terry jacket, which I've never seen. It's stunning. I want to rip it off her body. Her watch, her jewelry, an emerald.
I'm a Gemini. I was wearing her ring when Molly walked in.
Signature leaf, as we call it. Anita, we're so happy.
Thank you so much.
I literally wear Anita Coe every single week of my life. I covet that fucking blue box like it's an Hermes orange box.
Oh, thank you. I love you. Thank you so much, Molly, for all your years of support, honestly, because Stuber has been...
I know.
You have such a nice husband, and he's always been so great.
And Rob and Marielle and Sonia, yes. And everyone has been such... But, I mean, let's just take it back, because I know your story. Emisha knows your story.
But, thank you guys so much for, supporting me, because it really does matter, and I really appreciate it, because I truly, without the support of so many great girls, I would not have made it at all.
When did you start?
2006.
You started in 2006.
In my own business, but I've been doing jewelry a little bit before that.
Okay, so tell us about that.
So I have been designing since I was a kid, 12 years old, loving fine jewelry because my mom and my grandmother love jewelry as well. And luckily, I would say I want to make my own pieces, and they would let me go downtown and I would pick, inexpensive stones like blue topaz or amethyst and little seed pearls. And my dad had a friend and he let me come and give him the stuff and ask. And I would say, please make me a star or make me this cross or make me a line bracelet. And he would do that. And I got to wear my pieces proudly. And I think my parents, I think they were grateful that I was keeping busy and doing something creative. And I don't think children would be allowed just to roam downtown anymore and go to, but they kind of let me do that. And it just gave me that taste of I could make something from an idea. And I think that that's what started so much of that. But of course, I never thought about being a jewelry designer at that age. I'm like we talked about, I'm from immigrant parents. Like, I'm Korean. My parents would much, much preferred me become a doctor or a lawyer. But, you know, after school, I feel like I was ready to do something more creative. And luckily, I had some, I guess, lessons of fate that happened. I had been robbed after going out with my friends to a nightclub. And when I got home, the police were at my house.
Stop
and
it.
When I got there, the robbers had taken everything, and including my handbags on the way out. So I made this like little purse with vintage fabric. And everywhere I went, people were asking me about it. And I was at the nail salon, and this woman came up to me and she said, "I love your bag." And I said, "Thank you, I made it." And she said, "Oh, I'm a sales rep. I represent Juicy Couture and Hard Candy Nail Polish." Remember?
Stop. Hard? Mm. Yes, and Juicy.
And Juicy. And she said, "Make me 4 styles. If you make 4 styles, contact me." So I made, like, you know, 4 just really cute, just basic totes, like a messenger bag. And I contacted her and she loved it, and she started selling things right away. But I didn't realize that when you're in business, you actually have to put a markup to it and
make money,
make more than $20 per bag. And I didn't know. I was too young. And so I really struggled. And I didn't also realize that, you know, once you use all the vintage fabric that you have, what do you do? That's it. So I, you know, it forced me to be creative. It made me think outside the box, even though I didn't want to be a handbag designer. It made me push myself, because I was in this situation and I was getting orders. But I decided after a few years, 2 years of doing it, I couldn't do it anymore.
And that was in early 2000.
Yes, I was exhausted from it. I was one person doing it. And so I said, I can't do this anymore. And my dad said, "You know what, do something you love, because you're young enough that if you don't make it, and if it doesn't happen, you can go on to do so many other things in life." So I made a piece of jewelry. I made that diamond circle necklace.
Yes, I have it.
And I did it. I started designing with a friend at first.
That was your first piece?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And I was designing with a friend. And later, I want to say maybe almost a couple years after that, I decided to go on my own. And It's been a long road for me. It didn't happen overnight.
Right. So let's talk about that. Do you remember, like, the first time you're like, "Holy shit"?
I think for me, I had been rejected so much in the beginning. You know, mm-hmm. Every year my goal was to just get into my list of stores that I wanted, because back then we didn't have social media and there was no direct to consumer situation unless you had your own store. And when I started, I felt like everything was either Cartier and Van Cleef & Arpels or contemporary designer lines that our age group wouldn't want to wear at the time. So I was really focused on trying to make cool jewelry that you could wear every day with this LA lifestyle, you know?
And the one thing that I remember when I was like, "Oh, who's Anita Coe?" And they were like, "No, she's like, and she can really put all the things together."
Yeah. But you also had that paperclip earring that I feel like the safety pin. That was like,
I almost pulled her out the other day.
That was where I feel like you did things that were unexpected and different.
Yeah.
And that set you apart. It made you cooler.
Thank you. I mean, I think that I tried every year to add something that's a little bit like edgier or have that like inspiration from my growing up here in LA. And that was kind of, you know, when I was young, I would drive by Sunset, you know, we all would drive by Sunset. And back then I would see like all the like heavy metal guys out front with their spikes and their paper clips and their safety pins and the bars.
Like the chrome hearts.
Yeah. Like, but like more like
Kiss and like,
yeah, like all of those like Roxy.
Yeah.
You drive by and there'd be like 100 kids outside, you know, and they're in their outfits and their ripped t-shirts.
The studded bracelet. I mean, literally all of her presents are stupid.
Oh my God, like, I have the studded. Remember, I said it. I have it in two. I have a large and a small.
And I think that was like being from here, like, you know, the beach and the sun, and then, you know, from watching all the TV shows like Dynasty and Beverly Hills 90210 to just like our lifestyle out here, the pools, like the light reflection. I think all of that is what I knew I wanted to represent. And I hoped that it would happen, but I really didn't know. I mean, I was grateful that some stores would meet with me. Like Bergdorf's met with me for 10 years before I was able to get into the store, but at least that buyer met with me.
Oh, that's amazing.
She would tell me every year I wasn't ready until I was, but at least she gave me
the chance.
The chance.
That
where
is
so
crazy.
Many people never even responded or would tell me they didn't like it. And I had many tears in the beginning, you know, but I loved it and I loved doing it. I made so many of my friends happy. I got to see like when I would make something and a friend would say, oh my God, I want that. Like that's, I truly enjoyed that. And I didn't know if it was going to make it or not.
What was your first most iconic design that you feel like you're like, that was the one that like resonated
people started
the most
to know me
like
for?
That was what you were known for.
Well, like
for.
In the beginning, it was the circle necklace because so many of my friends, my girlfriends, everybody would support me. Yeah. Buying that necklace.
Well, I got that one.
And like so many great girls, like all these movie stars and just beautiful people would buy it and stores started picking it up. And I got into my like goal stores, which were smaller, high-end boutiques like Maxfield's mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. Jeffrey's. And those cool stores that, you know, just kind of did give.
They were
give,
so curated.
Yeah. And they did give independent designers
a chance. Yeah.
And I used to work across the street from Jeffrey's and I would go, I was at Diane von Furstenberg and I'd walk across and I would look at your jewelry in the box and I'd be like,
oh, we walked, we would look.
Yeah, I was so great. I was so grateful to them because they really gave me a chance. And I, being in New York City as a young jewelry designer or any designer is a big deal. And being at his store was a big deal for me.
Hair thinning is complicated. It's so much bigger than just your hair alone. Just like your skin, hair is a direct reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and the way it grows. You guys know how much of a fan I am of Nutrafol and their whole body approach that multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker and stronger hair. There is a reason Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root causes of thinning are different, which is why Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages of life, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as for different lifestyles like those who follow a plant-based diet. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. 86%. You can take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific needs. There's no prescription required and free shipping with automated deliveries to ensure you'll never miss a day. When I first started Nutrafol, I saw results within 3 to 6 months, which is pretty incredible. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners, thank you, $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code LIPSTICK. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code LIPSTICK. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code LIPSTICK. God, do we love a red light around here. I'm always on the lookout for the next best thing. I'm really so impressed by how much advancement there has been in this space, even in the past 6 months. Okay. Bon Charge. They're a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Their products help you to sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. I mean, the list is kind of endless. My favorite product from them is their red light mask. There are so many amazing benefits, improving my wrinkles, fine lines, collagen, elastin, inflammation. The mask also helps with things a bit more unexpected, sore jaw, migraines, relaxation, not to mention eczema, acne, scar tissue, wound healing, razor burns, and ingrown facial hair. I use my mask for 10 minutes a day, 20 if I can find extra time. It's easy. It's easy to use. You can do it while watching TV, cooking a meal, putting the kids to bed. I use it for all of the above. It's super lightweight and it doesn't get hot on your face. Bone Charge also has other amazing products worth exploring. I love their low blue light bulbs, blue light glasses, EMF protection products. Bone Charge also has other amazing products. I'm obsessed with their infrared sauna blankets, and I cannot wait to try their 100% blackout sleep mask. Go to bonecharge.com, bonecharge.com/lipstick. Use code lipstick to save 15% off. That's bonecharge.com/lipstick and use coupon code lipstick to save 15% off. bonecharge.com/lipstick. I'm telling you, the Red Life face mask, you'll never look back.
Hey friends, my name's Olivia Perez and I'm an entrepreneur, journalist, and the host of the Friend of a Friend podcast. Every Monday, I meet with some of today's youngest and brightest entrepreneurs to make space to tell their stories and shine a light on who I believe to be the next generation of luminaries. I'll interview up-and-comers and game changers, from brand builders to personalities, activists, artists, and thought leaders from around the world. Each episode lets you be a fly on the wall during one of the greatest pep talks, like a conversation between you and a friend or a friend of a friend.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
See you there.
So what would you give advice to our listeners who are looking to buy jewelry and style jewelry? Yeah. Like you're looking to invest in a piece of jewelry. What advice would you give?
Okay, say what's like one thing or two things someone should start with?
Well, like first I think invest in a necklace, whether it's gold or diamonds, because some people are not diamond people and some people are more about solid gold. So whatever it may be, invest in a piece of jewelry that you feel like you're going to wear all the time. Mm-hmm. Because sitting in a safe, it does you no good. You have to enjoy your jewelry.
I layer everything. I mix.
100%. And it's a true way of expressing who we are and our personality. You know, some people are very like, they like a very like stark look. Some people like no jewelry, you know. We
don't know those people.
You know, we don't. And some girls love to show like who they are and their cool factor or whatever it may be.
I just, you know, the one thing I love too, you do have that cool factor. You're not the Cartier, but you're the cool Cartier.
Thank you.
Like I'll see when you'll do the Met Ball or you'll do Baby to Baby or you'll do someone on the, you know, red carpet of the Oscars or massive major press tours. And you'll do an ear.
Yes.
You'll do an entire ear. Like my ear, I don't know, a couple months ago, my ear was rich. It's amazing.
Well, that's also something I feel like a girl should invest in is a great pair of earrings. She's going to be able to wear all the time. And maybe that's, you know, we're so busy now, everyone. And I think that if you can curate a cool ear and be able to go to bed in it, go to gym in it, go to work in it, go to parties at night in it, take care of your kids in it.
And I just want to say, I do think you are one of the reasons why 40 plus women ended up getting a second home.
And a third and a fourth.
And a third.
I totally agree.
And I tell you this, and I will say that, you started that. And
I agree.
A lot of people can take credit for it. That's just not true. I'm going to say this on Lipstick in the Room.
I agree.
You gave the freedom or the lack of like, oh my God, I'm too old. I'm too old to have a second hole or I'm too.
You made it cool.
You made
it
okay.
And elegant. It's a very interesting thing because you always used to think of like the second piercing is kind of like, yeah.
Right.
And you somehow made it really elegant and chic. And I do think, I agree with Molly 100%. Like, you brought the ear party.
Thank you.
You brought the ear party.
I think the ears are a great way to show who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if you do, like, diamond studs that cascade up, like, it looks amazing.
Wait, let me see your ear again.
I'm wearing...
Let me see.
I'm wearing my claw earrings with a diamond stud and an ear cuff.
I just saw... Tonight. Those are the gold are new, right?
Yeah. What's so funny is they're not new. I've designed them 7 years ago, but for some reason now, this look is
this
just
bold gold. Right now.
The Bottega kind of bringing back that teardrop, that kind of chunky...
Like, strong gold ear, so... It's just now everyone wants these earrings. So I'm grateful because I think they look great on everyone. And I think that you can wear these day to night. So that's what's important.
Is there anyone you have worked with that you're like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm like, really, like, this is crazy. I can't believe I'm sitting here doing this.
I've been so grateful for so many amazing moments. I think I have to give it to her. Like, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley was just incredible to me when I first met her and she had me over to her house and she wanted me to bring stuff over and we were styling some looks that she wanted to purchase. And I just was so happy because she was so cool and she got it and she wanted to support because she loves jewelry. And she was already big, but I got to see her like really become huge and she just looked so stunning and she was just such a support.
And she's still such a style icon.
I know. Was that Cher Coulter?
Yes.
We love Cher Coulter.
And they just, both of them have great taste.
Yeah.
And they're chic.
Yeah.
And it just was like such a pleasure to work with them personally. I've had so many great moments, like being able to have Scarlett Johansson wear my earrings, the Oscars before COVID, just to have that opportunity. Because as a jewelry designer, I was making smaller stuff when I first started. So to be able to put these beautiful diamonds that I was given to be able to design earrings for her, I was just like, it was such a pinch me moment because I think every designer wants that Oscar moment. And I got to have that. Charlize, to see her with all of her looks. She has, you know, great with,
she just wears it well
cool.
With her hair and her neck.
Exactly.
And she's elongated through the chest. She can pull off literally anything.
And then I think like Hailey Bieber has been absolutely incredible. I mean, I have to give it to her. Like, she's just like so great. Such a stylish, cool girl, generous.
And I love that she just has such a point of view on what she likes and what she doesn't like. And she really keeps to. And I love that she's really brought back like kind of the minimal makeup, the minimal.
Yeah. But I'm just so, I was so grateful to be able to like see somebody her age group.
I know.
And dress it in her way and like we just to be able to see her wearing it in everyday life, which is my goal for all of my girls, every single girl out there that buys my stuff. I just want them to be able to wear it and enjoy it every day.
I mean, I think that's what's like so special about your jewelry is that it's wearable. Like it's luxurious and beautiful and elegant, but you can just pile it on and you don't look gaudy. You look cool.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. Mixing metals.
Yes.
How do you feel about it?
It just depends. I think some...
I don't mix.
I mix. I'm a mixer.
I'm not a mixer.
It really depends. Exactly. Like, so it shows your personality.
You're down to mix. I'm not a mixer. Not a lot.
I mean, I mix my wrist. I took off my jewelry because I was doing a fitting with something. But that's all gold.
Well, yeah, but like yellow, rose... White.
I think it's fine to mix. Yeah. I think it just depends on like
your personality.
Some people love the uniform. I do prefer more like when I'm wearing yellow, I kind of wear all yellow. If I'm doing white, I do that too. Same with rose. Sometimes I'll mix rose and yellow though because you can.
Yeah.
But I think if a girl wants to mix, like go for it. It's you. Enjoy it. Like,
I do feel that jewelry has really, it's like its own style. It's its own, like, styling piece.
Yeah, but I think what's important about jewelry is that it makes us women feel beautiful, strong,
and
sexy,
empowered.
It makes us feel happy. We see the sparkle. It's like when I bring diamonds around babies, they're just innocent, but they see like the sparkle and it just makes them happy. It brings that out in us.
It
brings out that like joy.
Light.
Yeah. I also think that I heard this statistic a while ago. You know, something like 70-something% of jewelry purchases are actually made by women.
Today, yes.
It's self-bought. So it's like, oh, I got a promotion or, oh, I,
yes.
you know.
Many women celebrate their milestones now with their own jewelry purchases.
Right here. Right here. I love my husband, but he's just not a jewelry buyer for me. That's just not his thing. He's like, it's just not. He's like, nah, I'm good.
And you know what? So many men now.
He's not Stuber.
He's not Stuber.
Well, Stuber's amazing, but so many men want to buy a piece of jewelry. They just sometimes buy the wrong piece of jewelry.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I know.
And then they are like, never again.
So they actually do. You know what changed my business? I have to give it to it. Was Instagram, because when I did get into Bergdorf's finally, they did tell me, it was like right when Instagram was like really popping off, and they would tell me, husbands would come in and just be like, this.
Yeah.
And I think
I
it
want
just,
this
is what my wife
is. This is what she wants. I've seen her screenshot it.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that really like helped, because then they could be like, okay, here, this is, instead of like women before would have to like give hints, or now they're just like, here's a DM. Like, this is what I want.
Here is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Collections.
Mm-hmm.
What, do you remember your first collection?
Circles, then the leaves came, studs. Then I was doing like all the diamond necklaces, chains, trying to make them bring that back, being cool. Then I did the ear cuffs.
You single-handedly brought the ear cuff back.
You brought the ear cuff back for sure.
No. I was inspired. I had, when I was a kid on Venice Beach, I bought this little ear cuff with this tiny little feather that hung down.
Oh my God.
And I took the metal apart, and that was my inspiration, but I made it with gold and diamonds. Mine was like a little silver with like a little feather hanging. And I was like, you know what would be cool is if I did that. And I knew I was onto something, because I had men asking me for it when I started wearing it. And I had so many people saying, oh my God, that's so cool, because you didn't require a piercing. And it just, you know, so many cultures in Africa use ear cuffs. They do it in their own way. But I think it brought out, I don't know, we have more real estate here, mm-hmm. and it brought out a cool factor that everybody can kind of bring in without that commitment of a piercing.
I also remember, I mean, the leaf, I think, I could spot someone at a restaurant.
I still want the leaf. Like, that's like, you've had it.
Thank
you.
How long
is the
leaf? It's girly. It's romantic.
It's just beautiful.
Let me see the ring.
I know.
I just want to try it on.
This is the palm leaf ring, so it's all baguettes. But I think it's something that looks great on everyone.
I don't have a leaf. No?
You don't have a leaf?
No.
That one would be pretty.
That is pretty.
Noted. Put that in my notes for Stuber.
I love the emerald. I love
Thank
you. Started doing those, and you turned it up the other.
I'm obsessed with emeralds. So
I'm Gemini, so I'm emerald.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with emeralds. I just love like super high quality emeralds that like have their own personality, and I just, the color of emeralds is like nothing else to me.
So when you're doing a new collection, mm-hmm. do you travel? Do you look at art books? Do you?
Well, every year, and you guys should once come with me. I go to the gem show in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh my God,
I'll go with you.
I'm coming.
You know, all the crystals. I have so many crystals. That's where you get all the beautiful things for your home.
Mm.
And,
I'll go in 1 second.
Oh, you won't believe what you'll find that the earth makes. And quartz and so that's part of part of being in Tucson is finding all the beautiful crystals and being in tune with that. And then there's the gem show where the fine gem dealers from all around the world come. And you
and
get
they
to
present
see,
and show you?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you see sapphires that are $1 million to sapphires that are not, that are $100, you know.
Right.
But every jewelry designer should one day go to the Tucson Gem Show. And
you get inspired
so
from there.
So fun.
Mm. You get to see people from Colombia with the emeralds. You get to see people from Madagascar, from Sri Lanka. Like, It's really where you get to connect so many of the...
Your international
boo.
When I first went, nobody knew who I was. And so I did make some mistakes. And I...
What was a mistake you made?
I think that, like, I didn't negotiate as much. You know, and being a woman and being so young, I think there were probably times where they charged me a little bit higher than, of course, they would charge
me today.
And now,
are you just stealth?
Now it's like, you know, now they want to work with you. So they, and they know that you can go to other places. So they are offering you better prices. And, but, you know, quality is quality. You're still going to pay for quality. And that is really what's important to me. Like, I think that when I started designing jewelry, that was also another key component, was I wanted to design quality jewelry of the level that I was seeing, like Cartier or, you know, Van Cleef, but that was cool. And I think that, you know, when you go to see those stones, you'll see the difference. And
yeah,
but it's always good to see, no
but
matter.
You're also your weight. I mean, yeah. Your weight is good, meaning that like your jewelry has weight to it. It's expensive.
Thank you. I mean, I really try to create stuff that you feel like you're getting something that's going to last a lifetime. You know, because
you want to pass it down. Like, that's the thing about jewelry is you want to be able to pass it down to your kids.
It does last forever, which is something that is true. Like, there are things that we find that are 300 years old.
So my mom got a ring. I don't know. This was like 20, maybe 30 years ago. She passed this ring down to me. I will always have this ring. The scarlet. You know what I mean?
Yes. And your daughter will have it.
I have her earrings. I have her bracelets. I have Alexis and I split it with her sisters. Like it's very meaningful.
Yeah. And I feel that it brings a connection between the like husband and wife or friends that gift and or you to yourself. Like that's what's nice is because you can always see it and it'll always bring you that like remembrance. Like when you wear the necklace, you know, it something inside of you is like,
yeah.
Knowing that your husband gave that to you, or when you buy something for yourself as a milestone, when you look at it, you're like, I'm proud of myself because every time I look at that, I know there's something that you remember.
It triggers.
It does. It brings an emotion out.
Yeah.
But most of all, like I've gotten to meet so many incredible people in this world. This business has brought me so many friendships. It's brought me so much camaraderie with other women and men. It's brought me a jewelry family. I've got to meet so many amazing women and men who purchase my jewelry that are from so many different walks of life. And I get to hear their success stories. A lot of times when I meet with clients, I get to hear their story and they inspire me.
Yeah.
Because some men come from nothing or some women come from nothing. And they worked so hard to build their life. And then they've changed the world in some way or maybe they created their own fashion brand, or maybe they work in minerals or they own their own gas company, you know, whatever it is.
Or they've never truly bought anything for themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's just been so cool to like meet all these awesome people. And I feel like my friends have been a great inspiration to me because, you know, we're from LA, so we know a lot of cool, great girls.
Know a lot of cool, great girls.
And a lot of them have been, like, their style and how they are. And I have to say, I watched Daisy Jones and the Six. Riley Keough and Cami Maroney were absolutely incredible. Those girls.
We know Cami well.
Love Cami.
I know, the best.
Just such a beauty, such a sweetie.
And Riley looks it. She's just gorgeous.
But just so inspirational. I wanted to, like, go and make necklaces for them, like, seeing their vibe, you know?
Do you enjoy doing custom pieces?
I do. I do because it's for a specific person and I get to really...
Is there the one that's like most outrageous thing you've ever done? Like a client's asked for?
I mean, let me think of all... I've done so many like fun projects. I mean, I did... I mean, I just did. Well, I've done numerous animals, numerous pets.
Pets.
Portraits. Carvings, diamonds.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm wearing one myself.
Okay, let me see.
Of
Oh my God. That is beautiful.
So this is my lucky coin collection. And for Year of the Dog, I won't do just a random dog. I'll only do a portrait of your dog. You know, but I've done cats. I've done birds. I've done, I mean, in terms of like, and then I've done one of a kind pieces that, I mean, I'm just like trying to think right now. This is like, I mean, I've done dragons. I've done.
That is amazing.
I've done like so many different custom pieces. I've done eyes. I've done, I mean, so many fun, cool things that like, in general, they don't come to me for that big plate, you know. Yeah. In general, it's usually,
well, it's fine. It's smaller. It's more. Mm-hmm. It's more specific. It's I don't know. It's cooler.
I do like to get pushed though, and kind of have to think outside of the box occasionally.
Support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. And honestly, the timing couldn't be more perfect because with the new year here, my wardrobe could definitely use a refresh. Jenny Kane, she's my go-to. She's the chicest, she has the comfiest staples, and they really do make getting dressed so much easier. If you're not familiar with the brand, think minimalist and effortless, but completely refined. We're talking the best luxe cashmere sweaters, amazing accessories. I'm obsessed with her slides. And incredible home essentials that are very zen. I really love walking into the Brentwood Country Mart just so I can see her store and feel all the incredible cashmere and products and everything that they have. Honestly, it gives me so much joy. Their sweaters, they truly are the item that I go to. If you're a newcomer, and I highly recommend, well, if you're a newcomer and you have missed the cashmere cocoon cardigan, well, just follow me. I wear it multiple times a week, and I'm constantly giving them as gifts because there's seriously no person who doesn't like them. I also love the cashmere fisherman. I love the Flynn cashmere sweater. It's perfect for everyday V-neck. I love pairing them with the classic denim over slip dresses. You always look and feel pulled together, but in a very relaxed way. She has a special way about her, Jenny, and how she puts things together. It's really good quality, very traditional forms, but it just works. It's chic. She does monochromatic like anyone else, and her sweaters, they are incredible. With winter in full swing, I've been looking for a new puffer. Okay, guys, I finally found it at Jenny Kane. It's lightweight. I feel so warm. I might have bought it in two colors. Okay, I have the rust color and the olive color. It's like an olivey green. I just wore it recently from Sandstorm, and I stayed warm, and I kind of just have to say, I looked incredibly chic. What I love most about Jenny's pieces is knowing that they'll never go out of style. Timeless investments are really the way to go for 2024, if you're asking me. Find your forever pieces at JennyKane.com. You guys are listeners. Jenny's so sweet. She's giving us 15% off your first order when you use code LIPSTICK at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JennyKane.com. Use promo code LIPSTICK. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. If you guys are searching for a Valentine's Day gift, I have just the thing for you. Heart Jewelry. They're a sister-led jewelry brand that's known for creating totally custom charm jewelry that is luxurious, unique, and more importantly, long-lasting. Think high-quality modern heirlooms without the hefty price tag. Jewelry can be so powerful. It can be personal. I love that heart. You can choose your chain, you can choose your charms, and you can tell your story. By building your own talisman, you can create something that reflects your own values. Each of their 50 plus charms are embedded with meaning. I have a heart and an evil eye on mine, as well as my family's initials. Their charms are plated with 100% recycled gold right here in the good old US of A, using the most environmental friendly process possible. Their special HGE gold plating process means that jewelry resists tarnishing for years, even decades, with proper care. Now, you guys know how much I love my necklaces. I love my layering, and I really do wear it casually every day, from tees to sweaters to dresses. Each piece of theirs is made to order in their downtown Charleston studio. We love the South over there. I love a little Charleston. With thoughtful craft. They even text you photos of your jewelry for approval before shipping, which is pretty incredible. The whole process, it's pretty easy. Design your bracelet or necklace on their website with their drag and drop tool. You can literally do it all from your phone. You can also book a complimentary virtual styling appointment, which I have to say is fun because they can show you a million different ways to do your charms. Visit shopheart.com and use code LIPSTICK10 at checkout for 10% off your first purchase. And free shipping is anything over $100. That's shopheart, S-H-O-P-H-A-R-T.com. Use code LIPSTICK10 for 10% off your first order and free shipping over $100. Okay, guys, Heart rarely ever discounts their custom jewelry, so this is a very exclusive offer to our listeners. Thank you, Heart. Make sure and follow them at ShopHeart on Instagram and TikTok. I promise you guys, you are going to love it.
Do you have a...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Favorite piece of yours that like you find this is what I reach for every day to put on, or do you change it up every single day?
I definitely wear certain pieces all the time.
Do you take your jewelry off? We get to ask this all the time. Do you take your jewelry off before you go to bed?
I do not.
I do not.
I don't either. Thank you.
It's weird.
Everybody's like, what do you mean? I'm like, every now and then if my earrings
I'll take, like, this take out, one off. But like, when I wear my diamond studs, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, to be honest, I hate taking jewelry off. So if I don't have to, I'll leave it on.
Worry I'll lose it when I take it off.
I tell all my clients, like, don't worry about like taking it off, because just come to me once a month and I'll clean and polish everything.
That was to my next,
and it looks new. So
my next question, how should one clean fine jewelry?
Okay. So if you don't have an ultrasonic machine.
What's that?
You can buy them on like Instagram now, right?
Like, well, you can, but like, machine?
You should really get like a real ultrasonic machine. And an ultrasonic machine is a cleaner where like little, like it goes, bzzz, and as that happens, it's just shaking the water and shaking things up. So it gets all the like dirt, and then it's in hot water. So like all of your lotion, your skin, you know, lotion, shampoo, conditioner, it dulls everything, you know? So one, you know, you just want to be able to put it through. So if you don't have an ultrasonic cleaner, which most people are not going to have,
I'm going to get one.
My number one thing I suggest is someone get some super hot water, not boiling, but super hot water. Put your pieces in that first.
Okay.
Just let it sit there for 20 minutes.
Okay.
That kind of like loosens up all of the lotion and all of the stuff that's like inside that you don't even see. Then take dishwasher soap degreases.
Mm-hmm. Like a Dawn.
Like a Dawn. Mm-hmm. Rub that over. But I want to say, this is if we're talking about gold and diamond jewelry. I wouldn't necessarily do it if you want to do rubies and sapphires, don't go super hot.
Okay.
You don't want to crack the stone because they're softer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go, you know, lukewarm. Mm-hmm. Let it sit for a second.
And do you use a toothbrush or do you?
You can use a very soft toothbrush. You don't want to scratch the gold. And then you kind of rub around with the Dawn. Then put it back in the warm water, the hot water. Let it sit there. And then take ice, like cold water in your sink and really spray it off. get all that soap, get everything out.
Okay.
And then pat your jewelry dry and let it sit dry. Do not put your rings back on when they're wet.
Why?
Because it causes sometimes your skin to have an irritation.
That's true. That's happened to me. I get like a little bubbling under the skin.
That's what that's from?
Yes. It's like from moisture and bacteria getting on from that.
I'll be washing dishes or I'll be washing whatever. And all of a sudden, like a couple of days later, I'll have like
a little red mark right there.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you want to make sure your rings are dry when you put them back on. And then you're good.
So you don't believe in those like little things you can buy that you can like stick.
Almost like nail
jewelry.
Polish.
Yeah.
I feel like Dawn is just as good. Just as good. I feel like hot water is the best thing because it really, that's what you need to like really get everything out. Those machines, they're room temperature. They're not going to get what's inside out.
Yeah.
I think the toothbrush helps, but you really need that hot water to like
melt it.
But like when I'm doing my skincare, I do take my rings off because I don't want the lotion getting all over my rings. So
storing your jewelry.
Yes.
Can you make an Anita Co. like jewelry case, or can you design something in the next year?
I mean, I will for you, and maybe that'll be my first custom one, and then we'll see if we like.
How do you? How would you suggest people store their jewelry? I have the kind of like the drawers built in.
Yes.
But is there like for someone who can't do like a built-in? Are there any ones that you love at a certain store?
I think that like. Without a built-in, you can easily get one of those jewelry trays on Amazon or whatever that have like a velvet
top. Compartment.
Even just like a velvet top. You can lay your jewelry. The main thing is please don't have your jewelry, like don't
move around.
Yeah, because it scratches. Gold and diamonds, they can scratch each other. So you just want to make sure that they're separated.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you store them in a place that's obviously away from prying eyes. And you want to make sure that you
do you put all your jewelry in a safe?
I try to when I'm not wearing it, just because then you know where it is. I think the worst part and the thing that gives me anxiety most is when I take a piece off and I can't remember where I left it, and that's I think the hardest part. And you're searching all over your house and then you're like, oh my God, thank God I found it, you know?
When I borrow from you for events or whatever, I am so careful.
Yes.
I keep the bag. I keep it zipped. I keep the things that you do. I put it back in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very grateful.
I know some people aren't. I know some people don't return
but,
things.
You know, but it's just important, I think, for our own peace of mind, because the last thing we want to do is buy something really expensive and meaningful, and then we can't find it. So I always suggest for women, like, have your spot. Even if it's like a little cup in your bathroom in a drawer, have your spot.
Done.
It doesn't have to be a safe. Just have your spot. Know that you always put it there. Know that when you don't see it later on your finger, it's probably at that spot.
That's like very good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Anything new that you're working on?
I'm always working on new designs. I'm always trying to create something. So yes, I'm about to debut a whistle.
Oh, fun.
That works. That is like a little piece that you wear. There's nothing more important than our safety at this moment. It works. You can be anywhere. It's beautiful. It looks good with all of your layers. If you need your kids' attention, if you need anybody's
Gray
attention.
Gray would have a field day, let me tell you.
I know you go for a lot of sporting events, Molly. So you can
get over here. Put the Anita Co. whistle.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm always trying to create something whimsical like that, like the safety pin and other things, along with I'm going to make diamond necklaces that hopefully a woman feels.
You know what I love that I have from you is the diamond one that's
the emerald cuts.
I have the emerald cuts, but the other one that's like almost looks like a flower.
That lady was wearing it this morning.
She was wearing. I almost said something to her, you got my Anita Co. necklace on. But I didn't.
Yeah,
it's like a.
It looks like a little flower. It's like the three stone.
It goes all the way around.
Oh yeah,
I love that one.
Oh,
that is a really
so
good
much.
Piece that you can layer with. It always kind of makes you can go dressy. And it look you can put it not dressy.
Is it the Triangle Eternity one?
Yes.
It has like three and then they kind of and then that's one of my favorites.
It's beautiful.
What's it called again?
The Triangle Eternity necklace.
We always do a little rapid fire before we go. Okay. Favorite thing about LA?
My friends and family.
The most used app on your phone.
And Malibu though. My most used app on my phone, Instagram and Instacart.
TikTok, Instagram. YouTube.
I'm not on TikTok yet. Instagram for sure. YouTube, love to watch, but don't do it yet.
If you could have any other job, what would it be?
I'm renovating a house right now. And if I wasn't a jewelry designer, I think I would.
You would do interiors.
I would. I don't think design or decorator. I would want to buy a home, completely gut it, renovate it, and
you would want to flip.
You would want to flip it.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think I would do that. I think that's cool.
Do you love color in a home?
I like pops.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't like Willy Wonka's factory.
Yeah, me neither.
And some people do. You know,
so. No, I know. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Favorite cocktail?
Classe Azul on the rocks with 3 orange slices.
Ooh. That sounds amazing right now.
One beauty product you can't live without.
Well, it changes for me periodically. I do love the Barbara Sturm Hyaluronic Serum. Mm-hmm. But also right now, the Clé de Peau Repair Oil is like one of my favorite things.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I'm just obsessed with it.
What's your superpower?
My superpower? Being everywhere, doing everything all at once.
Being the best gift maker of all time.
What's your biggest vice?
I would have to say my biggest vice is chocolate. A really bad chocolate problem.
We love a little chocolate.
Sugar for sure. But yeah, it was definitely chocolate.
Morning or night?
I'm a night person more, but depends. But I would say night.
If you could only take one piece, one baby with you anywhere, what would it be?
I could only take one baby with
one Anita Coe with you. What would it be?
I would probably want these gorgeous emerald earrings that I have that are drops with diamonds. So it's like half, 3/4 beautiful Colombian emeralds with like some diamond accents at the bottom. And if not that, then I would probably take my palm leaf ring.
We ask every guest. Leaf. Oh, I love a palm leaf. We ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Just do everything and do everything that you want to do because you have a good heart. And don't be afraid, because later when you're older, it's true. No one cares except yourself. And I think mostly don't be afraid. Yeah. I think that I don't know if it's my culture, but I was always worried about when I was younger of not doing the right thing and mm-hmm. not achieving at the level and letting my parents down or...
And that's a big immigrant child mentality, was disappointing your parents for me.
It was disappointing. And I think my 10-year-old self was always there.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, me too.
And they must be so proud of you now.
I think they're grateful. They know that I think for all of us, and all 3 of us know this, and I think any woman knows this that's successful, it does take blood, sweat, and tears. It doesn't happen overnight. You need some good girlfriends that are going to like talk to you. You need some friends in the same business that need to talk to you, because sometimes your other friends don't understand.
Yeah.
But I think that most of all, like, just it's going to take a lot of hard work. But if you do it, you're going to get there.
Yeah.
I promise you.
I mean, you're amazing. I love you.
Love you guys.
Anita Coe. Follow her. Live by her.
Buy her jewelry.
Buy her jewelry.
Thank you for this opportunity, you guys.
Thank you for coming on.
You're amazing. And we love you. And we love your journey. And, you know, you are our OG. You just are.
Thank you. I'm very grateful.
That was fun.
I know.
I'm going to go home.
Mike, can you buy me something finally?
Jesus.
No, but it's really, like, I'm really grateful. And, like, just something like this is a great example of, like, women supporting other women and, like, you allowing me to have this opportunity just to even talk about, like, how it happened, because there were so many times where I didn't think it was. And just sitting here is like, wow, for me, you know.
And now you're like a standard.
There were a lot of times when I just didn't know if it was going to happen. And I'm sure we all felt that way at some point in our career. And you guys made it, you know. But I'm sure at one point you were like,
oh, yeah.
Am I going to be a famous model? And it did happen, you know. And
many years.
No, but it did happen. But it took years, because we know that it takes a long time.
Yeah.
Like, and when you were doing PR and working, you worked with some of the biggest brands. Like,
yeah.
To, you know, when you first started, you were probably like, is this going to happen? Like,
my dad looked at me and goes, what the fuck is PR? Literally, when he looked at me, he was like, what is this?
I know. Especially the first 5 years. The first 5 years, I remember being like, should I quit? Should I not? Should I keep going? Should I, you know, because there was so much rejection in the beginning. And there were so many times where I would like even getting into Jefferies, I had emailed them so many times, never got a response. But one of my good friends from high school was working at Vogue, and she got me a meeting with Anna Wintour, who didn't show up. So this woman named Sally Singer.
Just Sally Singer.
Okay, amazing. She was amazing. So
Love Sally Singer.
So she took over the meeting. She was incredible. She said, I love your stuff. You should be at Jefferies. And I said, I would love to be, but they haven't called me back or emailed me back. And she picked up the phone and she called David Rubenstein and she said, I'm sitting with this girl from LA and you should really meet with her. She's got some really cool things. And he said, can she be here at 4:30? And I got
you
in the
car. There. You were there.
I was
at 4:30.
I was there at 4:30. He said, I love it. Why didn't you call me before?
You're like, fuck you. I did.
I did.
What year was this?
This was probably 2009.
I was, you know what? I was probably walking across the street.
I know, I was probably
stuff.
In
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Jefferies was such, like Barney's was just where you would go, like a Maxfield's where you would go and you were like, you would just dream.
The end of an era.
And even if you would just touch the pieces and put them
Yeah.
Put
and
them
that's
back
why
down.
I was so sad during COVID.
I know.
A month into COVID, I got the email. Or no, it was a week into COVID.
It was
I got
so fast.
I got the email from them saying, Nordstrom's has decided to shut them down. And I was like, this is one of the coolest stores in the world. And this
so think about it. Jeffrey's
I didn't even know that
there.
Nordstrom owned them. I didn't realize that.
He had sold Barney's. Nordstrom. Barney's. We lost Barney's.
Thank God. I mean, if Bergdorf's goes, I'm done.
No, it's not going anywhere. Not safe. But like even getting into Neiman Marcus, like one of my good girlfriends, her mother-in-law, I was meeting with her and she wanted to buy some jewelry. And she said, you should be at Neiman's. And I said, I would love to be, but corporate in Dallas has never emailed me back. She picked up the phone and she made a call. And 6 months later, I was in. I mean, I had to go through a process. They still had to see if they liked it. But it's the kindness of so many women that have really helped me. And Sally, that was awesome of her. Thank you.
Love you.
Well, I love you. Thank you. And I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right, you guys. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Amisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.